Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I am Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, being an entrepreneur, we all have moments of pure joy and total frustration, where we have amazing hope and total despair, and everywhere in between, right? But the key is to choose and to create joy, even in the difficult times. So how do we do that? That's exactly what we're going to talk about here today, how to create joy in your business. So we can ditch the grind and choose joy with these six incredible keys that may be just what you've been looking for. Now, I want you to think for just a moment on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is like, I have absolutely no joy in my business whatsoever, and 5 is, I could not be more joyful every single day. Where are you at on a regular basis? Now, we're not asking ourselves this question to beat ourselves up. We are asking to be able to understand where we want to improve. See, we're not always going to have joy in that sense of external circumstances, right? Things are going to be hard. In fact, that's what makes the reward so amazing, is that hard work to be able to have that reward at the end of that line. And so we want to make sure that we're setting proper expectations with ourselves, that it's not always going to be puppies and rainbows all the time. And that's okay. It's okay to feel down. It's okay to have those moments where you don't know what to do. But the thing is we don't have to stay there. So the first key that I really want you to focus on is focus on what's important. I love this quote. It says, the joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. You know, the other day, I was having a really, really hard time wanting to record this radio show. And I was thinking about this phrase or this quote here. And I was thinking, okay, what is the focus right now for me? And the focus was on all the things that I was feeling frustrated about in my business. You know, sometimes being a coach, you feel like you have to have everything all put together and perfect for you to go out there and tell people what they can do to increase their faith or grow their business or whatever, right? And of course, that's the adversary in your head of telling you you're not good enough. And you can apply that to anything in your business, right? So if you're having a hard time with something in your business, ask yourself, what is my focus right now? Because I had this amazing experience where I realized when I stepped back, okay, my focus is on all the things I don't want or all the things that are frustrating me right now. What would be a more empowering focus for me to have? And it hit me. My why of being able to share this incredible message with the world, of helping you to remember who you are as a daughter of God and to tap into that power. And man, that lights me up. I get so much joy from being able to be what I call God's mouthpiece. And I'm honored to be able to do that. And so when I remembered my why and I remembered God, I remembered that he has this message for me to share. And this can apply to any product or service that you offer to other people. Remember, ladies, you are called to offer the product or service that you're offering right now. You are called to this work. And so I always want you to remember that, even on those really difficult tasks that you might find in your business or those tasks that just aren't any fun for you, remember your why. And remember that God has given you this opportunity to do so, that He trusts you and that He wants you to share that. So that's the first thing is, when you're having that difficult time, I want you to think about, if you're not feeling joy, think about where your focus is at. So first key is focus on what's important. And that might be remembering your why, remembering God, remembering the purpose that you've been given. Remember. Now, the second key is create your bliss list. I love this phrase, and I can't remember who taught it to me, but it's kind of this list of things that make you happy or bring you joy. We know that it doesn't have to do with the circumstances of our lives, like our joy, our true lasting joy shouldn't be based on circumstances. But we've been given this awesome technique that we have this ability to change our mindset based on physical things that we're doing. And so if you find something that brings you joy, like I'm a geek and I will tell you that I love popping my gum. Like, I love it. I can pop my gum in like 6 different ways, which is weird, but it is on my bliss list. And that's because it is that one thing that will kind of help pick me up a little bit and help me to refocus. So it's great because your mindset can help change your external circumstances, and your external circumstances, if played correctly, can change your mindset. So use it to your advantage. You know, maybe you like taking a hot bath. Maybe you like a little retail therapy, right? So I want you to have on your bliss list, so try to get to 20, because that's kind of the magic number, right? Get to 20 things that bring you joy that you can control. I don't want it to be based on anybody or anything else, right? So have little things on there and have big things on there. Maybe eating a candy bar helps you to have joy in that one little moment. It gives you that reset to be able to focus on what's really important. And maybe it's a girls' night in Vegas. Like, who knows what that looks like for you. You can have whatever you want on your bliss list. The only rule is that, well, two rules, must bring you joy. And the other one is that must be within your control. So we just talked about focusing on what's important, creating your bliss list. The third one is incorporate joy in everything that you do. So let's say that you hate going through your customer management list and cleaning it up, right? We all kind of have to do that sometimes, of figuring out, okay, this person's at this stage in my sales funnel, or this person is here. Maybe you don't like doing like back-end work like that, right? And so what I want you to do is think of something on your bliss list that you can incorporate into doing that task. So I love rocking out to music. In fact, I got my little guitar pick earrings here on today. But I love it. It is one of those things that can instantly boost my energy and help me to kind of get that reset so I can realize what my focus is and keep going. So if I'm doing back-end work that I don't like to do, maybe I'm going to have music on in the background. So it's going to lift my spirits a little bit more. Or maybe instead of just focusing on the back end work, like website work, I hate website work, and all those different things. I like organizing things, but actually doing the work, not so much, right? Luckily, I have amazing people to help me with that. But what can you do to incorporate a little joy? Maybe you want to like sing a song to yourself, or maybe you want to play a hymn in the background to kind of help recenter you. Maybe you need to pray before you do that task to be able to find joy in the ability to even do that. right? So think about what that can look like for you. So let's recap. One, we have focus on what's important. Remember your why, remember God, remember your purpose. Two, create your bliss list so you know what brings you joy. And this can be anything like in life that brings you joy, or it could be some things that you do in your business that you absolutely love. You're going to hear from an amazing guest here in just a few minutes who's going to give us some great tips on that as well. And then three is incorporate joy into the things that maybe you don't enjoy as much. It's okay to not enjoy some of those things of your business, but the thing isn't okay that you don't do those things just because they don't bring you joy. We still have to get through those crummy things that we don't like to be able to find that the things that we do like. So I just want you to think about those three things. How can you incorporate those three things into your business to create more joy? So I'm going to read this one more time. I love this. The joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. Ladies, if we remember Christ and God in everything that we do, or at least try to remember them in the things that we're doing, those things that we're doing in our business will gain so much more purpose. You are prospecting to be able to serve someone, to be able to serve one of God's children. You are doing the back end work on your website to be able to impact other people with your product or service. Tie it back to something that's meaningful for you and include God and Christ every step of the way. Because as we focus on Him, we will be able to have the strength and the energy and the guidance that we need to be able to build our business in the way that's going to help the most people and fulfill our soul purpose. So, I hope you can take those three keys and incorporate them into everything that you're doing. But in a moment, we are going to come back here and you are going to meet an incredible woman. She is the joy queen herself. I mean, seriously, you are going to love her. She's got three more keys to be able to help us really find more joy in our business. Now, if you are looking for more Christian ladypreneurs just like you, I want you to do me a favor and go on to Facebook. And in Facebook, on the search bar, I want you to type in Faithful Ladypreneurs. Just entrepreneurs, instead you've got the lady part in front, right? Come join us. We want you to join the group because we are pouring into you every single day to be able to help you gain your relationship closer to Christ and to be able to grow your business in the Lord's way. And if you want an extra bit of help, check out divinelydrivenresults.com and click on Let's Get Started, and you're going to come and join a free coaching session with me where we can look at your business and decide what's working and what's not working for you and what we can do to help you to improve in the Lord's way, to really grow your business in that purpose that God has given you. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this short break with Jenna Reiser. You're not going to want to miss this.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, Faithful Ladypreneurs. I am Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, let's be honest, business can be hard, right? And we've all heard of that concept of the grind. But why do we have to grind our way through business? Why can't we be joyful through our business? And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about here today, is some great steps and tools that you can use to find more joy in this calling that God has given you. And there is no better person than the joy queen herself, my amazing friend, Jenna Reiser. So Jenna, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yes, Elise, thank you so much. Well, first of all, I just want to say it is just such a privilege to be here today. You have not only been a dear friend, but a phenomenal mentor, partner in so many things. And so I just want to say thank you for helping me really step into that, you know, divine partnership with God in my own business. So you're phenomenal, first of all. And second, yes, I am. So I call myself an intuitive joy coach. I am a woman who came out of the womb happy. Like, I've just always been a very happy person. And let's be real, through different situations in life, life's kind of knocked me down. You have the expectations of, you know, what society and your parents say you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it and all that. And I found kind of that shine and that light and that sparkle just dimmed more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And within probably the last 5 to 6 years, I realized, like, no, this is my life. Like, God's blessed me with this one beautiful, phenomenal life that I get to just shine my light however he chooses to let me do that. And so I've noticed so many women, especially female entrepreneurs, that they have this pull in their heart. They know that God has designed them for something beautiful. And it's just something's missing. They're like, I know I need more right now. And so what I love to do is I love to come alongside those types of women that just feel that pull and help them really come in alignment with their deep joy in their relationships, their deep joy with themselves, and especially in their business. Because when it's your purpose, when it's something that's driving you forward, when you're in complete alignment, especially with your higher power, that is when life is just like sparkles and butterflies everywhere. And so that's a little bit about what I do.
Oh, I love it. Can you expound on what deep joy is? Because I think sometimes we just get caught in the race of life and we forget what joy can be, let alone deep joy.
I love that. Yeah. So lots of times people kind of look at joy as the superficial stuff, the fact of, oh, I'm happy because my spouse is happy. I'm happy because I've got good cash flow coming in right now. I'm happy because I feel pretty today. And so you sit in that surfacey stuff that, yeah, it makes you feel good for a little while, right? But deep down inside, are you in alignment with, do you feel like you matter? Do you feel like you have purpose, that you're adding to society in a big way and you're living that purpose that God's put on your heart? And so for me, deep joy is what really lights you up. So for example, something I love to do is encourage. Encouragement is something that if I'm having the worst day ever, like, let's be real, entrepreneurs, we have ups, we have downs, you know what I mean? And I know if I'm in a funk, if I'm not showing up doing what I need to do, I just have to jump on a Facebook Live and encourage other people and it'll instantly snap me out of that, right? All of us have those giftings that God's put on your heart. So if you can figure out what that is, it's going to let you shine.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. And it's all about that alignment, right? Knowing your purpose and then living it every single day. And that is a choice. So I have to ask you, because I always ask my guests to choose their topic. What was it about this topic that just lit you up inside and you knew that people needed to hear this message?
Love that. Yes. So for me, it's the fact that as entrepreneurs, I see so many entrepreneurs that are run down, are exhausted, are in those beginning stages of, you know, their startup businesses. And they're just like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, money might be a little bit more difficult as you're getting, you know, off the ground. And every day is not fun. Every day is not exciting and joyful, right? And so this topic for me is near and dear to my heart, because on those hard days, the difference between the people that are going to make it and the people that aren't are the ones that can pull that joy from within rather than needing the outside influence to make you want to move forward.
Oh, absolutely. There's a quote that joy has more to do with what happens inside than what happens outside, right? Than our external circumstances. Because you have to be able to find that joy from within, because you never know when a virus is going to attack the whole world. And you never know when an earthquake is going to attack your city. Like, it's all these crazy things, but you can still have that inner joy. And I think you epitomize that. I'm sure you have your ups and downs, just like everybody does, but talk to me about what you feel like are some tips that have helped you find joy even in difficult circumstances.
I love, okay, So the fact that you said it comes from within, that's actually, if you go to my Facebook profile, it says the joy you create comes from within. And it's so, so true. So the number one thing is remembering that joy is a choice. Period. Every single thing in life for you is a choice. You get to decide, am I going to choose to see that this virus pandemic is going to ruin my business and I'm never going to make money and I need to just quit now? Or are you going to choose to say, okay, this is a time to sit back, self-reflect, and reevaluate and move forward, maybe in alignment more so with what God has for me, right? Mm-hmm. So the number one thing is you get to choose it. Everything in your life is a choice. And when you can see that, it's empowering. Because no matter what life throws at you, which life's gonna throw it at you, you're never gonna be in this like perfect, aha, everything's amazing world. But when you do that, that's when you have the empowerment to know that I can choose what I need in my life. So number one is you have to choose it. Yep. The second is you create it. So when it comes to joy, you get to create your joy every single day. So it's the same idea of you get to choose how you look at the reality of it, but you also get to create it for your clients. Like right now, your clients need you to show up. They need you to create that energy. You're responsible for the energy that you bring into the room. So if you're showing up like, guys, I'm in fear. I just don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to feel that, right? But if you show up with that energy of like, you know what, guys, let's come together. This is a time for community. This is a time for love. Look at all the beauty that's around you right now, right? If you can come at it from that point of view, you're creating joy within your own brand, right? Which is what you're showing to the world. And you're able to create joy for the other people around you. Even something as simple as a funny meme that's going to make somebody laugh, right? Yeah. So my whole thing is you get to choose it. You get to create it. And then it's repeat. That's it. In every single thing in your life. Choose it, create it, repeat.
Good. I know. It's so the thought keeps occurring to me of like what you focus on expands, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for joy, you will find joy. If you're looking for doubt and fear, you're going to find that. And I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, oh my gosh, I just want to cancel my social media, like my Facebook, because it's just so negative all the time. And I was thinking to myself like, well, I guess I must have a really good community because I'm almost like almost to the point where I'm like sick of, you know, all of this happiness and joy, which is so funny because you can never get sick of it. But it was just such a stark difference between what we attract and what we focus on really does expand. And so, it being a choice, like, yes, we get that choice. And then we also get to create it and really co-create it with God, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, Jenna, I have to ask you, what is something you hate to do in your business?
I love it. How do I know you're going to ask that question? I think for me, the back work, y'all, is just not my favorite when it comes to like the landing pages and the all. I want to be like creation mode. I love being in front of people and loving people. Like everybody wants to be seen, they want to be heard, and they want to be respected. And so like that's the stuff I love to do. And so all the back work, like, oh, it's the hardest, but you get to still show up, right? It's a choice how you choose to be. And so that's my big thing is I always have to ask myself, okay, God, who does Jenna need to be right now to make a really awesome landing page? Like, I know this is in alignment with who I'm always, but who do I need to be right now to rock it? So yeah, that's the hard stuff for me.
I love it. Okay, so how do you bring more joy into that? You talked about that being a choice, which is great, but how do you create joy with something you don't like to do in your business?
So I've learned that I'm a reward-based person. And so if I say, okay, if I do this first, this thing that I don't want to do, if I can get it done first, then I get to go do all the things that I love, that I get to, you know, pour into people. And that's just it. So like, if you look at frequencies, when you can end on a high, you want to keep going and you want to keep working. But if you end on like the frustration, then it makes it a lot harder. So I like to do the frustration first, give myself a time limit saying, okay, the next 30 minutes, I'm going to rock this out. And then I'm going to give myself a break and go love on the things that I love to do. So I kind of do that to balance it.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely. I knew you had a good answer there. That's perfect. And you know, it's just like when you listen to, you know, you're rocking out to music when you're doing the laundry, right? Like take something you don't like to do and add some joy into it because it's a choice. And there's so many different ways that we can do that. Oh, so perfect. So you are going to bring more joy into your business by choosing it, and by creating it. Any other tips that you would give our listeners here today on finding and creating more joy in their business?
I think for entrepreneurs, it's really about remembering your why. And I know you hear that over and over and over again, and lots of people have different ideas of what that is. But for you, it's what is it that makes you wake up in the morning and you want to light up? You want to pour into the world. When you're in alignment with your higher power, when you're there with God, he's the CEO, right? In the business, you talk about that all the time, Elise. When you can sit in that, you are excited to step into it. And so for me, that's the biggest thing, is just partner with God in every single way. When you don't know what to do, I do it every single day. I sit down every morning and I say, God, what is it that I need to give to people today? How do I need to show up today to be able to be your messenger? Because in all honesty, yeah, I'm all about the joy. I've got all these talents and things like that I can do, but he knows who needs to hear what today in this moment. And so I love, Elise, what you stand for, because every single thing you do, you always do that self-check with God. So.
Absolutely. Oh, perfect. Okay, ladies, you heard it from Jenna. So this is choosing joy. This is creating joy and staying in alignment with your maker. That is so powerful. You can make anything a joyous occasion or event or task just by choosing and creating it. Ah, thank you, Jenna. You're amazing. So if you guys want more information about Jenna, tell us, where can they find you?
Love it. So I do almost everything on Facebook. I'm all about community. Go look for Jenna Riser, J-E-N-N-A. R-I-S-E-R. You want to do the friend one, not just the page, because I want to know you. I want to be your friend. I don't want you just to look at all my stuff. I want us to actually have a connection. So that's where I hang out the most. But you can also go to my website. It's createjoy-jenna.mykajabi, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. So that's where you can find me.
You are going to want to connect with her. She's an amazing friend and she loves on you all the time. So if you want more of Jenna, come join my Facebook group, which is Faithful Ladypreneurs, where you can get poured into by other amazing women entrepreneurs just like Jenna. And we have a special treat for you, because the week that this airs, Jenna is going to be doing a live on creating joy, which we all need more in our lives. So thank you again, Jenna. You have been such a light to have on this show today.
Thank you, friend. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, ladies. We will see you next time on Divinely Driven Results.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have a voice of self-doubt in our heads, that jealous inner dream stealer. Tune in every week as Elise Smith coaches listeners on how to overpower doubt by building belief in who you are and what you want to achieve. Let go of that dream stealer telling you no and dive into expansive potential. It's not just you. Your business needs divine inspiration and action too. Join in next week as we dig deep into what drives us to pursue success while empowering your mindset and setting strategies that work for who you are and your uniquely busy life. Experience the power of divine inspiration and practical guidance from a faith-based business coach. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.